Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Here it is, right now.
Welcome. Prime Time with Isaac and Suk.
What is going on up here?
I never know, man.
Unbiased.
Shut your mouth.
Uncompromised sports talk without the sugarcoating.
I hope you're happy. You wasted everyone's life for 30 seconds.
Isaac Rupp and Jason Sakanik.
Now shut up and let me do my job.
The best in sports coverage.
This is going to be great.
This is Prime Time with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
Welcome aboard.
Ahoy.
It is a Rappless edition of Prime Time today. Calling little Peyton Manning Omaha hot route.
Yeah, late too, and it's not like he's hungover or anything.
No.
Although you would think the day after the Fan Golf Classic, the 11th annual Fan Golf Classic, you would think then Rapp is gone. One,
easy to connect those dots.
Well, his childish immune system. We're meeting a lot of people out there. Shaking hands.
For sure.
And we know Rapp, he can't handle any sort of germs. Or did you go to the after party and not able to make it in the next day? Mm. I'm here to report, as much as we love to make fun of Rapp and his weak childlike immune system, he's actually dealing with a family matter. Personal circumstances. And we've talked a little bit on the show, if you've listened. So he's dealing with something, and he may be out for a couple days. We don't know, but he called in, and we said, you know what, buddy, just every now and then you do one of those. You take care of you, and work's not that important. And he was actually going to maybe tough it out because of the NBA draft being today.
So very un-Rapp-like.
That was very un-Rapp-like to be like, no, I'm going to play hero ball. And we said, dude, just go take care of your family. So in all seriousness, we wish Rapp and Nurse Nice and the family all the best. They're dealing with something that we all are going to have to deal with eventually. So we just wish him the best. And so at some point we think Rob's back this week, but we'll just kind of, we're going to give him some time to work out whatever he needs to work out. And we'll go from there, but we appreciate Buckley jumping over. And then of course, Klondike Will Ortner at a moment's notice. Like, we just send out the bat. We need, like, a Will Ortner bat signal.
The best ability is availability.
Yes, we just send that thing out in the air, and Will just shows up on the bat copter. He gets here, which is like a, is it like a Camry?
Yeah, I think I texted him.
Like, don't tell people what I drive. We don't need people knowing what I drive.
I think I hit him up at 1:26 to say, hey, would you be able to produce today? And within 90 seconds, it was, yeah, no problem.
Dude, I just think if you see that silver Camry just circling, just know he's like a shark. He just is circling, waiting for someone to get the sniffles, waiting for a family emergency, and bam, dude, he's in there.
You're just a blue-collar worker in a white-collar environment. Hey, I was mid-squat, I didn't like my lifting numbers today, and that brought my...
He's playing the Jaws theme as he's circling an open mic.
Just in that squat rack, just thinking
about
it.
Blood in the water.
Just give me that chance. Give me that chance.
Okay, so the lead, of course, has to be both of you guys were out there today. I was unable to be out there because I was doing the best of show, but
it's so bad that the producers... we feel so... Anytime we get like one of those those things where we get to go out of the cage, and then we just feel bad. Buckley's in there like,
I just have to
press buttons.
For a long time, we have not been doing best of shows. Usually, yeah. We find a way, if one of us has gone, to shift things around, yeah, and just continue live shows. It seems like people like that, but that day is by far the toughest day to do it because everybody is out of the course. There's nobody really to fill in. And although that is not the hardest part of my job as a producer, it is one of the most tedious. I would wager I spend more time putting together the best of show than it takes to air. Yeah. So,
well, I was laughing too because Dirt and Sprague recorded like a 2 hour.
They did like an evergreen.
Well, they did like top 10. Because the Danny and Dusty just, we ran a best of.
Yep.
And then Dirt and Sprague recorded like a 2 hour. They ranked, I think, their top 10 NBA players.
Like a rankings show.
A ranking show. And I guess some people were pissed because, like, the night before, the Anthony Simons trade broke. And so people tuned in the morning and, and instead of hearing a best of, because after a while you're like, oh, clearly, okay, this is a best of.
Yeah.
They were just listening to those two and they were like, why are they talking about?
When are you going to get to the news?
I don't care where you rank Kobe Bryant. So they had the foresight to do that, and it kind of backfired because it ended up being like a day where a lot of stuff happened.
Yeah.
And so it was just weird that the day none of us were here was a day that like something that people have been waiting for years with the whole Anthony Simons thing. And the kind of NBA went nuts in general.
Yeah.
Like the Celtics tore down their entire team.
They're gone,
hours.
Basically. Down to the studs, and apparently more guys are still available.
Yeah.
We will end up getting to all that, but I want to hear more about the 11th Annual Fan Golf Classic. Little Birdie did tell me that Will got a little toasty out there.
I think Will had a good time.
I saw you had multiple stogies before noon, so that's always a good start.
Yeah, my voice is a little, like, we went through a lot of cigars. And, like, if you're not a cigar smoker, like, maybe you feel it after one. But if you're someone that enjoys them a lot, you kind of take for granted because when you first start smoking cigars, you definitely will feel like you've been chewing on a cat turd, like, for the day after.
My dad always says you can tell when you've had a cigar when you wake up and it feels like an army's walked through your mouth.
Yeah. Well, I think I broke my first one at like 9:45, which is probably not the best.
But it's a golf day.
And I also started drinking at like 9:45 when I got there. And so I think I ended up going through like 4 or 5 yesterday, at least 4. I possibly had 5.
Excellent.
I woke up this morning and it was like,
raw.
It was a real Patrick Harris sort of thing. I was like, hey, I just felt like I should be doing this like a smoky jazz like club. All right, boys, let's hit it.
Only you. Only you.
My lips, like I had like the tingly lips like all day. I was like, oh, maybe not the best idea to.
Maybe there's a reason people don't have that many in one.
Maybe next year we just
chain smoking cigars.
Maybe next year we cut it down to 3. But no, I distribute amongst everybody so that we can all have the raspy voice. And but Will played 8. He played 36. I think he played both.
I played 18.
You only played 18?
No, last year I played 36. I got to play with great crew, Brandon, Mark, and then Dwayne sets it up every year. Great group of dudes. Got to play with them in the morning, and then I was actually at hole 12. Oh. All day. Russ came and joined me at the end, but I was there pretty much by
Will
myself.
Will had a good time.
Nice. Like,
How'd
you hit him?
Will had a good time.
See, Jake asked me that, and I'm going to tell you right now, I have no idea what my score
was.
That's
fine. Yeah, it's a shamble, right?
Yeah. I did true birdie, and then otherwise, I got no clue.
That's all that matters. But we got to meet a bunch of listeners, and thanks to all the sponsors that were out there. And
yeah, I heard the drinks were good. The food was good.
Yeah, Matt's Barbecue, Victor Rico's was out there. They provided all the food. It was great. Lot of beverage holes. How about that?
Yeah.
Lot of beverage holes.
Yep.
So we had a great time, and I believe we're gonna do it for the 12th year.
That any golf highlights? Any hole in ones? Any massive drives?
Well, we didn't,
I know you guys
like,
didn't
we didn't play.
Play.
We were on hole 6, just meeting people, and then I got in a cart and we kind of drove around and said hi to everybody. No, we did see, and I told him I would call him. I can't remember his name, but we had a guy that had his first eagle at the Albatross.
Oh,
dude, drilled one, dunked it from like 210 out.
Wow.
Yeah, hit like a 3 hybrid.
Nice.
And he came by and he was stoked. And I don't think he was a very good golfer.
So when you get that one, it's like a unicorn in the wild.
So they said like he hit the shot and he goes, oh my god, it's the best shot I've ever hit. And they went up looking for it and he was pissed. He thought maybe he flew the green.
Right.
Because
if you're an average golfer, you're more confident you miss the target entirely than it being in the hole.
Yeah, and then so they said they were looking around for it, couldn't find it. So I'm sorry, I forgot your name. We met so many people, but yeah, he dunked one from like 210 out. And after the round, he went and got, he wanted the card.
Oh yeah, great. Yeah,
he turned to the card. He's like, "Hey, can I get the card?" I was like, "Dude, go get your card. You're fine." Yeah. So I think that one was going up on the wall. I don't think we had a hole in one. We had someone that came within like maybe. It was like about 8 inches.
Okay.
About 8 inches from a hole in one. Okay. Could have won, I believe, a Toyota Prius.
Oh, I didn't realize there was a car on the line.
Yeah,
yesterday.
We had the Prius on the line. Toyota put on, they were like our presenting sponsor.
Yeah, local Toyota dealers.
Yeah. So Prius, someone came pretty close to that, but didn't get it. So I think there was some controversy, some olds won the whole thing. And their score may have been, there were some people that were questioning the score.
I've seen some traction for these types of things on social media. Maybe it's just my algorithm with golf and betting and things like that. But it does seem like these really, really low scores in shambles and scrambles get kind of stuck in people's craw a little bit.
It was a low number. Like, and look, I'm not here to judge because, you know, you're going on your handicaps and...
Well,
you know,
and everyone wants to assume that everything's above board on the honor system, but then you hear a score and you're like, wow.
I will say this 1,000 times over. I once saw someone, a presenting sponsor at their own golf tournament. I had the privilege, and I'm not going to say who it was, but I played in a very loose celebrity capacity, right? In a company's golf tournament. And I ended up playing with the owner of said company.
Okay.
He was providing the prizes, and that dude cheated so badly. I mean, it was shocking.
And there's now in golf, there are many ways to cheat. So dude, are we just saying calling a seven, a six, or dude, like kicking the ball around? Or?
Foot wedges, redos, gimmies, fudging scores. Like, dude, there's no way we've got a birdie on that hole. Oh, no, we did. Like, what? Like, random balls coming out over the you know, like from like a bunker down below, going up on the green and seeing like six golf balls. There's four of us. How are six on the green? Uh-huh. What is happening? Just the most blatant thing. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, do I say something? It's his tournament. I'm like, are we doing a bit? And by the way, everyone else going along with it. No one seems concerned with it at all. And we get
nice shot, Judge.
We get to the end, and I see the final score, and I'm like, oh my God. And I just sat there, and you would have thought that he won the Masters. And I was like, dude, you won a golf tournament that you put on, and you won a prize
that you provided.
That you provided. I don't want to say the prize because you
sure,
knew.
Sure, sure.
His company, like his product, was the grand prize.
So it's clearly all just about the pride and the ego of it all, right?
Couldn't believe it.
Like, that, yes. But that is something.
So I will state for the record that if you cheat at one of these golf tournaments, and there's not like, I mean, I guess if there's like a car as the prize, like, I guess maybe, but like, dude, most of the time your prizes are a couple $100 mm-hmm. or like $1,000 for like the best prize.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think he's doing it for the prize. He's doing it for the ego stroke.
You are a giant douche. Like, you just are. Take a long, hard look in the mirror and realize
it's kind of douchey.
First off, don't. And I'm a douche. And I'm not saying what happened yesterday. I don't know. I don't know if it's above board. Several people were a little upset.
We won the Nutty!
And the only thing I would tell you is the people that won, a little bit on the older side, a little bit on the not moving around well side. I don't know.
Must have been a hell of a stick.
Hey, there's some old timers out there that are aces.
Oh,
So they may have just been throwing darts all day. There was a couple tables that were
a little groaning going on.
Yeah, it was a little groaning. I told everybody, well, dude, just calm down. Like, it's not that big a deal, okay? Like, so to the three or four tables that were all huffy at me, take a deep breath. Not that big a deal. Maybe they were really good and they deserved it. If not, congratulations, dude, on your foot wedge and the pencil wedge. And I hope you enjoy whatever it is you want. But we had a great time.
Seemed like a big day for straw hats, too. You had a straw hat. Danny had a jaunty straw hat thing going on.
Well, Danny went with the Alabama Jones hat, which I don't have. Like, I had a party hat Danny was going with like that. He went with like the Nick Saban. Danny was ready to coach high school football.
Isn't
the Nick Saban
like isn't that like more of like a felt type thing? His was still like a
no. Nick Saban's is the straw. That's,
oh, is it?
That's
oh,
that's the Bobby Bowden coaching
the coaching hat. Gotcha.
So he was getting hit with the Alabama Jones a lot.
Lots of straw hats out on the course by everyone.
Lots of beards I saw.
Well, beards are in right now. Beards are having a moment. Bald heads are having a moment. So it makes sense that they were out.
It's good news for you, too.
I'm very proud of
it. When I'm going out, the Met straw hat, that's a staple of my... When I'm going to be all outside all day and
very
there's going to be drinking and cigars and sun, there's only one hat that makes that appearance, and that's the Met straw hat. Although, to be honest with you, it's getting a little beat up.
Mm.
Might be time to invest in a new one.
Yeah, I've got, like, this won't surprise you at all. I got a bucket hat from Costco. It was an Adidas one. It's a golf, and it's waterproof, so multifunctional, price.
You and your Costco.
That's right.
You were just walking through that Costco, and you said $14.99.
I could do that. I could use that mowing the lawn. I could use that on the golf course, and I might this weekend.
Just say no to Costco clothes, boys. Just say no.
Souk did make an old man's day.
How's that?
He met Grandpa Gary Ortner.
Yes.
Oh, cool.
Yes. And Grandpa Gary was wearing
the biggest Marines hat you've ever seen.
Yeah. Nice.
You could see it from space.
Yeah, and he was very excited to tell me about, he wanted to hear about my Bi-Mart experience where I ran into the other Marine.
Yeah, I was going to ask, did Grandpa Gary say you'd run through your ass too?
No, Grandpa Gary was great. I liked what Grandpa Gary had going on. Yeah, we met a lot of really cool people, so that's the best part about that tournament is you just get to get out and we've said it a million times. We have the best listeners in the world. We can't do it without you guys. And we see the same faces like year in and year out. So get to know some of those guys and see them year to year and all the new faces.
Yeah, for a lot of our listeners, it is an annual tradition for them. They do it every year.
Yes. So it's just it's one of our favorite times of the year. And it's Lightning Farms does a great job. And again, just to all the listeners out there, thank you for coming out. And I do believe I try to, when we go out there, I try to make sure I meet every single person. If you come out to that tournament, I shook your hand. We talked, we chatted, we had a drink, we had a cigar, something. I try to make sure that we get a little one-on-one FaceTime with every single people out there, including Grandpa Gary, who was delightful. So thank you for coming out, and we hope to see you guys next year for the 12th annual.
Yeah, thank you to everyone who participated. Thank you again to all of our sponsors for helping put on the event. Once again, a success. Now it's time for us to get into some actual news, because today is a day. It's a sports day.
Well, yesterday we had a lot of news, too.
We just couldn't get to it. But we had a Blazers trade, and it's draft night. We will get to that. Coming up next, an SOB edition of Primetime, 1080 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back to Primetime and SOB Edition. The lean sports season has begun for us with no more basketball, no more hockey, but we do get a significant sports event today.
Yeah.
The NBA draft coming your way. Now, coverage starts at 5. That means we won't get the first pick until 5:15-ish. Blazers scheduled to pick 11th, so we might not even get the pick while we're on the air. That's going to be close.
You're not going to get my 17-minute deep breakdown into Ace Bailey and what I've heard.
I want to know the 1970s comps that you have for Kasparis Giakaitzounis.
I was talking to 37 people today about Ace Bailey. I don't have that. So what I can tell you, apparently everyone thinks Ace Bailey is an ass. How about that?
That's the only prospect that I actually want to talk about today, because I find
everyone hates him.
I find it so fascinating that he is so widely regarded as being so good, and no one wants any part of him. And also, he wants no part of a handful of teams too, apparently.
I love that there's, and no matter what draft it is, no matter in what sport, there's always one guy that can't read the room.
Yep.
There's just one guy, and I'm fascinated by people that can't get out of their own way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember, Vontaze Burfict in the NFL did this, or I think Shedeur Sanders certainly did that this year for, in the NFL. And you get these guys that just have literally done nothing, but they've been told how great they are. And so you get to this point and it's like, he's refusing to work out for teams. He's sliding down. Some people think he's going to fall out of the top 10.
Well, and apparently, once you get, we'll get to the Ace Bailey stuff in just a little bit, but we have to tackle some Blazers headlines first, because there was big news that broke Monday night. This was no less than 5 minutes after we got off the air on Primetime. It was you get the Shams bomb coming through or whatever.
And then I was like, oh great, we don't have a show tomorrow.
No show tomorrow. So now it's like, we're about 48 hours behind on the news, roughly, but...
circle back, Tarantino it, back to front.
It bears discussing, though, because a significant move for the Blazers. They finally move off of Anthony Simons.
Yeah.
The writing was on the wall there. He was getting towards the end of his contract. There had even been some rumblings they might sign him to an extension, but he was always a piece that I think a lot of people thought you could move to try to do some different things with your roster.
Sure.
And now they have. So they've sent him off to Boston with 2 second-round picks, and in return, they get Jrue Holiday, who... 3-and-D vet, 35, 3 years left, $110 million left on his contract.
Nothing says rebuilding team like a 35-year-old player coming off his worst season
with a nine-figure salary.
With $100 million in salary over the next 3 years. I mean, I know this was like all the shows were hotly debating this today. And can I just say for the record, and I may be the only one that thinks this, and let me also qualify this, is I am not a diehard NBA scribe. But I truly look at this and I just am like, whatever. Look, Anthony Simons doesn't move the needle. You've never won with Anthony Simons. You weren't going to win with Anthony Simons.
Good scorer, good at getting his own bucket.
20-point scorers.
Hadn't amounted to anything for you, and there's a lot of guys who can do that for
you. There's so many guys in the NBA that can shoot the ball a little bit and can give you 20 a night. And that provide nothing else, right? Not a true point guard, doesn't play defense. We saw him last year try to be the focal point of the offense. He can't carry an offense by himself. He needs to be the fifth best player on a team. Fourth, fifth best player, maybe in a Peyton Pritchard role,
mm-hmm.
great. But last year, didn't have a good year. Came down, you either had to extend him, which you probably weren't going to do. I don't know why you would. Or you deal him. And I think you found out exactly what he was worth. And that is a 35-year-old guard coming off an injury-plagued season that is a shell of his former self, that doesn't want to be here, by the way, according to reports. And this is what you got. So this is why I say, this is the equivalent. Like, when the 49ers this offseason lost all these guys mm-hmm. that were named players,
mm-hmm.
and everyone was like, oh.
Debo Samuel gone.
And you're like, he's not a factor.
Yeah.
Anthony Simons was not a factor for you last year. He wasn't a factor. Like, what is having him on the team ever done for you? Other than we got to hear for almost a decade, Anthony Simons is going to pop. Anthony Simons is going to pop. You should have dealt him 4 years ago when there was this intrigue about him. But you know what he is. He's the worst version of CJ McCollum. We know what CJ was worth. He's a nice player. He can play in the NBA. Doesn't do anything for you other than...
He's not necessarily moving the needle as far as making you better or getting you closer to a playoff appearance, to a playoff series win.
And he takes up a spot of a young player that you still hope maybe turns into something. And so then, you send him out. I could give a two flying what's about the second round picks. We talked about this, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, they're just currency.
I don't care. Yeah, go. So what did you get back in return? You got Drew Holiday. Unless Drew Holiday is just a stable pony, a la Crash Davis, for like Nuke LaLoosh, like
I don't think he's at that point of his career where he's expecting that.
Well, and that's the report, is he's not happy, and I don't blame him.
So I saw that report refuted today. If you didn't see it yesterday, it came out that Holiday and his camp were, quote, pissed about being sent to the Blazers, that he knew because of the second apron and because of the Tatum injury that he could be a cap casualty, all as well as Kristaps Porzingis, and both of them were.
Yeah.
But he thought, wait a second, I'm supposed to be going to a team who can win right now? Yeah. And I looked at that move and thought, that'd be a great move if the Blazers thought they had a chance of competing or contending right now.
It totally makes sense. And whether that's a true report or not, I don't know. The guy that reported, by the way, is like a 30-year writer for like the Boston Globe.
Right, very reputable. So there's something else today. I think his camp is now pushing back, saying, we never said that. But
who knows, right? But you're telling me that a 35-year-old player coming off his worst season, probably of his career, wants to go from winning a title in Milwaukee, winning a title in Boston, to now coming here and, dude, essentially, you're being brought in to mentor either Scoot or to mentor whatever big point guard that you draft in this year's draft. You're telling me at 35 years old, that's how you want to finish out your career?
Can't be.
There's just no way.
Yeah. And so, that's why I've been like surprised that Jeremy Grant has been around as long as he's been. Like, I keep thinking he's going to ask for out, because it seems like for players in that stage of their career, it doesn't seem like the right spot right now. We talked a while back about Chris Paul and the possibility of him. Like, there's certain points or stages of guys' careers that it makes sense for them to be in Portland. And for Holiday, that seems like a disconnect.
Yeah. And so, and then I've also heard like, oh, maybe Holiday in 2 years. So you're telling me that in 2 years, he's an expiring deal. He'll make $37 million in going into that third year. He'll be 37 going on 38 years old.
What are you getting back then?
What are you getting back other than just... So we're saying that in a couple years, that expiring deal is going to be worth so much. So I just think you traded to me someone that doesn't move the needle, that was never going to move the needle, for someone that moved the needle 3 or 4 years ago that no longer moves the needle and still plays the position of the guy that you're hoping one day can move the needle. The only thing that makes sense is if you're trying to move Holiday to another contender for another move down the road.
Yeah, that's possible.
Or just maybe this is simply the case of Chauncey Billups and Joe Cronin feel like they need to win, and they need to win now. And maybe they think that Drew Holiday gets you to the play-in. Because I guess you can make the case, if Holiday's healthy and has a bounce back year, although you know me, I hate betting on aging players coming off injury plagued season. I don't know if you know how the human body works, but it usually doesn't start getting magically better at the age of 35.
No.
But in
Not
theory,
unless you're on that LeBron blood spinning routine.
I mean, in theory, if Holiday has a healthy year and he's engaged, he makes you better than Anthony Simons.
For sure. And then if you think about guys like him, Holiday, Kamara, and Klingon, you're starting to build a pretty deep defensive roster.
And he's not the defensive player that he was.
No, definitely not.
But it's an improvement. And so from that standpoint, if you want to tell me that you went from being a 30, what did they win? 30?
I think we decided 30, 36 games.
36? Okay. So you, Drew Holiday, you win 39. I just think this is to me why it's not a huge deal. It's a big deal. And then Anthony Simons is finally gone. But again, you moved out a never was for something, I don't want to call him a has-been, but he's not a player that moves the needle. If you want, Boston looked at it and was like, yeah, no, like we're not winning a title this year, so we're not paying your money, out of here. And what you got for him was a guy in Anthony Simons that Boston probably doesn't really want. He's just a placeholder.
Because he's an expiring.
Because an expiring deal. That's Drew Holiday. So if you think that Drew Holiday is coming in here to make Portland significantly better, he's not. So it's trading one kind of mid-level player for an older but better, slightly mid player. And to me, that doesn't move my needle either way. So it's a big news that Anthony Simons is gone. But if we're actually talking about the impact of it, I give it two thumbs, Whatever.
It's actually pretty neat.
To me, this also screams of like, this is part one. And I think that people rush to judge and go, oh, Portland got fleeced or Boston got fleeced. And you haven't seen the entirety of what's going to happen here. So if Drew Holiday, like if you look at it in a vacuum and 10 years from now, nothing happens, right? Like the Blazers keep Drew Holiday, plays out the rest of his contract, he retires, you know, whatever. Then, yeah, it might not be a great trade and it's dumb. But if that trade sets up the next Drew Holiday trade where you're trading him somewhere else and you get younger in return, yeah, you get a better player.
I have heard that. And look, I'm not bashing this trade. I'm really not.
Fair.
Especially like, if it's part of a bigger means to an end.
I mean, Anthony Simons was not in the future, like here. He just wasn't. And if they would, they would have extended him. So I'm not trying to sit here and like slaughter this. I'm just saying Drew Holiday is a better player than Anthony Simons. He has been a better player.
Mm-hmm.
He's older, but
he was just an Olympian.
He's just an Olympian. Drew Holiday is a really good player. I just wish we had him 3 years ago.
Sure.
And I wish that you had Drew Holiday is the perfect piece for a team that is close and getting over the hump. He proved it in Milwaukee.
Yep.
He proved it in Boston. You're not, what hump are you getting over in Portland? So it's not even Drew Holiday. I just, for the, where this franchise is, that's why I said he's a stable pony. He's, if he's being brought in to mentor Scoot, I guess, but does he want to do that? And yeah. But I have heard so many times from the Blazers that it's like, well, it'll be a larger piece. We heard it when they moved CJ. We heard it when they signed Jeremy Grant. I get tired of hearing, well, we'll see what we're doing down the road. And if they do, great. But you can't keep dangling that carrot in front of me and then expect me to get excited about what may or may not happen when the track record here is that it doesn't happen. So all I can go on is Drew Holiday is a Portland Trailblazer and you are slightly, and I mean slightly better, and that makes you no better in the West. A game or two here or there, I don't
know. It does not change your trajectory as far as the next season's
concerned.
Not for
me in any sort of way. But also I'm not naive enough to think that Anthony Simons was going to bring you some sort of giant haul.
Or that suddenly next year was going to be the year for him or something.
Exactly. Yeah. So, like, if you thought Anthony Simons was going to bring you, like, this great asset that was going to make you better, then I got waterfront to sell you in, you know, in Nebraska. Like, so from that standpoint, that's why I said I don't hate the trade. You took someone that wasn't going to be a part of your future, and you brought in someone that maybe part of your future for the next couple years, and I don't know, maybe has a bounce back year, but I just think we're making it a bigger deal on the court than it is. It's a bigger deal from a headline standpoint than it actually is, in my opinion, in wins and losses or an impact on how it... There's no one that's going to look at this and be like, oh, look out for Portland now.
Exactly right.
And if he was, then he would still be in Boston.
It feels like both teams doing something that they think serves them a little better than what they had, and for Boston, certainly financially motivated. And Portland will wait and see, because it very well could be part of something else, but we've yet to see them be that type of team that turns and wheels and deals and deals and deals and deals again. So if it happens, great. If not, welcome aboard Drew Holiday.
Come on board. Hopefully you don't hate it here.
Well, the Blazers have the 11th overall pick in tonight's draft. We'll give you a little bit of a draft preview, top prospects, what the board's looking like, and guys who have been rumored to be possible Blazers. Will do that coming up next. But first, Ortner has a SportsCenter update. Welcome back to Primetime and SOB Edition. Ryan Buckley, Jason Sakanik, and Will Ortner here with you this afternoon on this 2025 NBA Draft Day. The Portland Trail Blazers. Now, sans Anthony Simons. And a note on that, Simons, the last player of the Neil Olshey era. So he was the last one that was added to the roster by Neil Olshey before Cronin took over. So end of an era, officially.
Well, and kind of a... an old to a new regime bridge is they both overvalued the same player, aka CJ McCollum,
the scoring guard,
Anthony Simons. Yeah, a scoring guard that doesn't do a whole lot else. And I think CJ McCollum is a better player than Anthony Simons. And this is why it's dicey with young players, and it's dicey with Sharp, it's dicey with Scoot, it's dicey with anybody. Is that we've heard for Anthony Simons has been here for what, seven, 8 years? He's been here a while. Because he's, I want to say,
2019, I think.
Yeah. I mean, it's been a while since he's been here, because he came into the league as like an 18-year-old kid, and I think he's 27, 28 mm-hmm. now. So he's been here a while. And the amount of times I have heard from Blazer players, from Blazer management, from fans, of he is the next thing. Wait until this kid pops. Well, he never popped. He's a fine NBA player. And by the way, you know, someone, I don't think Boston, but someone's going to give him, you know, $33, $35 million a year. And that dude's going to have a 13, 14 year NBA career. And he may end up somewhere. If he played a Peyton Pritchard role on a championship team, he'd be perfect. I don't know about making $35 million, but he'd be an unbelievable sixth guy. You know, and so he's going to have a long NBA career, but he just doesn't do anything else. He doesn't move the needle, which is why I said the NBA is just full of these guys. And that's why I don't care who it is. When you're talking about young emerging players, it's just a dicey proposition. Because all the signs can be there, and it never really comes to fruition. And I think that was Anthony Simons. And God, we've seen this 1,000 times over in Portland. We can put him on a cast of characters in Portland. Do we want to go down from Rudy Fernandez to Sergio to CJ McCollum to you name it? Like, we do this all the time. And I'm not saying that it's our fault that we do this, because I think every team does it, right? It's like, oh, he's a young emerging player. The NBA is littered. The scrap heap is littered with players like this. And you just hope that the next version of this, you know, Scoot and Sharp probably are the ones that fall into this. Denny looks like he's on the proper side of this. I think, you know, yep, what you have in Tumani, you know, what his upside is, we'll see. But I think he has kind of established a really good foothold. But everyone else, from Klingon to Scoot to Sharp, they're all in this category right here, mm-hmm, where we hear now, oh, wait till he pops. Wait till he pops. You know, the scary one for me is Sharp. Mm-hmm. Like,
well, because Sharp had, he's been a guy who could show flashes from the beginning. Yes. Thunderous dunks,
yep,
can get hot, and when he does, he becomes really hard to stop. But clearly effort was an issue with him this last year. He could not be in the starting lineup because Chauncey couldn't trust him defensively. Yeah. And then, oddly, he ended up playing some of his best games off the bench because he was pissed off about being on the bench.
Yeah, so
but then it never ended up translating to him actually getting in the lineup. So is the buy-in going to be there for him to be that good?
Well, that kind of feels a little bit like Anthony Simons.
Sure.
Who, yeah, 7 seasons. Mm-hmm. He's there for 7 years.
Yeah, got here in 2018. He first averaged 3, 8, and 7 in his first 3 years, but then he made his big jump from 2020 to the 2021 season, where he goes to 17 points a game, then averages 21, 22, and 19 last season. But yeah, consistently right around 40% three-point shooter, a little bit below, but you know what you're getting, about 20 points a night, couple assists.
And I would like to point out, just for the sake of argument, Shaedon Sharpe, again, both not college players, right? Both came right out of high school, the academies. 9, 15, 18 for Sharp. Bench because of effort. Defense, little dodgy at times, right? Certainly has shown flashes. Shoots the three ball at a career 33%. You know, gets you what? Four rebounds a game. Gets you 2 assists. Does that, you see what I'm saying?
Like, yep, I do.
That's my fear. And again, 3 years is different than 7 years. But it kind of smells to me, do you have another guy that can score 15 to 20 points and have some highlights and then not shoot the ball particularly well and not really rebound? And
probably find someone cheaper to do that.
So, you know, this is the struggle of trying to rebuild your team, is when you hit on Shea and you hit on Chet and you hit on Williams, and by the way, because you hit on Williams and Shea, it allows Chet to come along slowly. When you hit on a couple of these guys that really turn into all-star type level players, you end up winning championships. But for a lot of the league, you end up with players that average 15 to 20 points, couple other statistical categories that are very mid, and you just string it out and string it out and string it out, and you wait, and then you wake up one day 7 years later, and you're like, son of a...
he didn't pop!
It's a Denny Green. They are who we thought they are! that's my fear. And so you just hope that with Scoot and with Shea, both those guys, because if you want to know how this team gets better in the long run, it's not Drew Holiday. It is Donovan Klingon, it is Shaedon Sharpe, and it is Scoot, all getting significantly better year after year after year. Because I think you have an idea of what Tumani and Denny are. And you need those others to really kind of grow and not stagnate and just make $30 million a year and be $30 million a year guys that don't really move the needle for you.
Yeah, that's right. Well, we will get into what type of a player you might want to see the Blazers draft with the 11th overall pick tonight, should they keep it. There are a handful of names, some you may know, some you may not, but we will get into draft coverage, the Blazers' 11th pick, and the 10 players who could be going ahead of them. Coming up next, a SOB edition of Primetime, 1080 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is such a jam.
Without a doubt.
All time B.
This is like my... I'm not a huge shocking... I'm not a huge hippity-hop guy.
What?
But the 90s hip-hop,
yeah.
Like that era, yep. Like growing up, I'll admit, that's still... That can still get me from, still rope me in from time to time.
Yeah, that Dr. Dre era, Dre and Snoop,
and then like
around those like mid to early 90s. Yeah.
And
like,
then like getting into some of the Jay-Z stuff and
sure.
Like Nas, some of that. And then
yeah.
I can't, I don't do a lot of the new stuff. Because again, I'm an old white guy. So just.
Yeah, I was in high school when The Chronic 2001 came out,
oh,
and
yeah.
Boy, that was a banger.
Yes. Yes. That was the land of everyone started to like.
The collabs and all that?
Well, no, just like everyone in my high school and like junior, it was like more like junior high for me. Everyone started wearing like LA Kings and like Chicago White Sox hats, and it was the gangster rap thing certainly swept Vancouver, Washington.
Straight out of the Couve.
Big Eazy-E fan were you?
You what?
Big Eazy-E fan were you?
there were a lot of those kids, and I'm like, dude, you grew up in Cascade Park. No way, dude. Straight G. Straight G. Yeah.
Well, let's talk a little more about the NBA draft, which is tonight. The Blazers have the 11th overall pick. A little dealer's choice here. What do you want to get into first? Do you want to get into how the top of the draft looks, or do you want to get into what the Blazers might be looking for at their spots?
Well, I think we know what the first three picks are all but set in stone, and then after that, it's kind of like Thunderdome, right?
And see, I thought it was the first two, really. I thought, I mean, obviously it's Flag to Dallas, and then it seems like it's very clearly Dylan Harper to San Antonio.
Everything I've seen, and again, take this for what it's worth, because I just do the, when it comes to like stuff like this, I just groupthink it, right?
Sure.
I try to read as much as possible. I do not think I've seen a single mock in the last 3 days that doesn't have VJ Edgecombe, the kid from Baylor, going to Philadelphia.
And the only thing I've heard about that is that one, Edgecombe had a one-on-one workout with Philly where he shot the ball exceptionally poorly. He appeared nervous, and yeah. That's not a reason for them not to draft him. But I was also hearing that they don't necessarily, they may not be in love with him in that spot, and they could be a trade back candidate if somebody wanted to trade up.
I have heard the trade thing.
And so not that Edgecombe wouldn't be a fit for them, but we talked about Ace Bailey a little earlier, who's become an enigma and might be good enough to be the third taken overall. But we don't know. It certainly doesn't seem like the Sixers want him. And then he has said that he doesn't want any part of the Charlotte Hornets at four, and he doesn't want any part of the Jazz at five.
He's like refusing to work out.
He will not work out for these teams. And so maybe someone likes him enough to go get him at three, but you're right. Otherwise, it seems like it's probably Edgecombe there, and then it does get more interesting as far as what could happen.
I have heard from so many people that just saying that after you get past that third spot that...
Who knows?
Yeah, four to all the way back to Portland... You know, whatever, dude, throw a dart. And that Portland seems to, at this point, kind of centered either on Jakučiūnas, the big point guard, 6'6 point guard out of Illinois, or Carter Bryant, the wing out of Arizona.
Yeah.
Those seem to be the two that if you believe what was being put out there amongst media type, that's kind of where Portland would be looking. And, you know, if it's Carter Bryant, makes sense, you know. 6'6 wing, Arizona.
That's just such an interesting like situation, though, because like you had mentioned earlier with like Reed Sheppard, like Carter Bryant was a guy who, even though he's got all the measurables and has the look of a lottery pick, really, I mean, he didn't start for Arizona.
No.
So like his production on paper isn't special, but he might be a special player.
Yeah, freshman, right? So it was like 6'6 and something in shoes. He's like a 6'8, you know, because I always get weird when they give, it's like the bare feet. He's like a 6'8 wing guy, very athletic, shoots the ball. And then the other one, the Jakučiūnas kid. Big playmaking point guard.
And I actually saw him play a little bit because the Ducks did play him.
Oh, and that was the game, dude. The Oregon got run off the court.
Yeah, yeah, he smoked him.
But you got to wonder, like, if they go with Jakučiūnas, does that kind of, I'm not saying that, like, signals the end of Scoot, but if you draft a guy that's it's a big point guard. Doesn't that kind of...
Yeah, I mean, unless you think that you can play, that they're different enough that you can play them differently together. Like, then, you could move him off the ball, perhaps, but sharp, like...
I would... Yeah. I don't know. I just wonder. That's my only thing. Like, if you end up going with the big point guard at Illinois, I just wonder if maybe that says something about what you think of Scoot. Because certainly at this point, like, yeah, I mean, Scoot had a nice bounce back the second half of the season, but... I think it's certainly fair to ask the question, has Scoot done anything to lead you to believe that they won't draft his replacement? So I think that'll be interesting. If it's
and Jakučiūnas 6'6".
Yeah, he's a big guy.
Yeah, so you could play him at the two and still have him handle the ball quite a bit.
Yeah, I just think if it's...
But you
then
wonder
again,
if it's redundant with Scoot.
But then you got Shaedon Sharpe. Like,
yep.
So, yep. I don't know. If it's Carter Bryant, that I think is just okay, makes sense. Got a guy you like, young, big upside. How many athletic, rangy wings can you have? Dude, just stock your team with those guys. I just think if it's the point guard, I just think it's interesting. I think it's a fair question going into next season, because then you'll have seemingly Drew Holiday. And I would think Drew Holiday starts. Does he not? Or
you would think.
Is Holiday going to be okay coming off the bench behind Scoot? I mean, so
yeah, I don't know.
And then you'll have a top three pick in Scoot going into what, his third year. You'll have Holiday, who's 35, who I would assume is not going to be happy being a role player on a...
Leading the second unit.
Leading the second unit on a maybe a play-in team. And then you've got another, you know, very young, talented point guard fighting for minutes. I just think that's a... That'll be the road that if that's what they go down, I think that's the more fascinating, if you will. Maybe drama-filled road.
Yeah.
Or again, I guess, I mean, Agor Demon could be another guy that fits that. But he was a guy that was linked to him. But for the most part, it feels like Demon is going to be...
off the board?
No, Demon will...
Slide further back.
Demon will slide down. That the Jakučiūnas and Demon kind of a little bit of the same player, and that Jakučiūnas is just the well. I haven't seen any mocks where Demon goes before.
Ahead of Jakučiūnas,
And Portland seems to be linked off with that because, you know, if those two are on the board, it seems to be that's the consensus, that he's the better prospect, even though they're both bigger, rangier point guards with maybe some shooting struggles.
Well, this will be heartbreaking for you because I know how bad you wanted to become a Con head here in Portland, but it does appear that while Con Knipple was once going to be in range for the Blazers potentially, it seems as though he will be long gone before they pick. A couple other names to just keep on the radar. You mentioned Yegor Demin. Also, Derek Queen, the kid out of Maryland, is still somebody who could potentially be in the mix depending on how things fall. Kind of a bigger... almost like a Zeebo type body, and you wonder what you could get out of him. And then
well, he kind of might be a bit of a.
Yeah.
Some people think he might be a bit of a bonehead. Maybe, yeah. Maybe there's some character issues.
He was the guy that when asked at the tournament, you know, what makes him so confident in playing for his head coach, and he said
he do pay us the money.
And then the other one, and we'll get to this story maybe coming up next, but Noah Esenge, he's French. And he may be off the board as well. I've seen him mocked at 9 recently. But an interesting story from him, because he's going to be at the draft tonight instead of at his team's championship series. Red flag? Not so much. We'll discuss that and other draft stuff more coming up next on this SOB edition of Primetime 1080 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.